This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How Prince redefined 1980s pop culture and 80s music. Discover how Prince revolutionized 1980s pop culture with his groundbreaking music, fashion, and unforgettable impact on 80s celebrities and entertainment. Remembering the Purple One, how Prince shaped 1980s pop culture. Okay, so if you think about the 1980s, your mind probably zooms straight to big hair, neon everything, and some of the wildest tunes that ever made you want to dance like no one was watching. But if there's one superstar who pretty much rewrote the rules of 1980s pop culture, it was none other than Prince. The Purple One, the musical genius, the style icon, who could literally make you question everything you thought music and fashion were supposed to be. Now let me paint you a little picture here. The 80s was a time when MTV was king, and music videos were just as important as the songs themselves. Enter Prince, a whirlwind of electric guitars, high-heeled boots, and enough purple to make a grape jealous. He wasn't just an 80s celebrity who popped up on your radio. He was a cultural force that smashed through conventions with the flair of a rock star and the brains of a chess master. Think about his album, Purple Rain. It's not just music, it's an experience. That soundtrack practically formed the backbone of 80s music, blending rock, funk, pop, and R&B into something fresh and unmistakably Prince. And the movie? A mix of drama, music, and some seriously memorable outfits. Hello, lace gloves, and ruffled shirts. That film wasn't just an 80s movie. It was a declaration that the man was here to change everything on his own terms. Speaking of terms, have you ever noticed how Prince blurred the lines not just musically, but fashion-wise? Back in a decade when big shoulder pads screamed power, Prince was sashaying down stages in high-heeled boots and purple suits, making androgyny look like the most natural thing in the world. It's like he was daring everyone else to step up their game in 1980s fashion. And guess what? They did. Suddenly, lots of 80s celebrities were experimenting with gender-bending looks, crazy hairstyles, and a level of self-expression that's hard to imagine without Prince blazing the trail. And oh, the way he owned the stage. He wasn't just performing. He was putting on a spectacle, a story. You remember the famous When Doves Cry video with the black and white visuals and no bassline? Pure genius. That song was weird, beautiful, and haunting all at once, and it perfectly captured the rebellious spirit of 80s music. Prince wasn't looking for the safe and easy road. Nah, he took the funky, mysterious back alley where no one else dared to go. His impact even spilled over into 80s TV shows. Shows and artists tried to mimic that swagger, that mystique, but Prince was the original source. His influence can be seen in everything from the commercials to the Saturday morning cartoons. Yes, really, the dude was everywhere. So, why bring all this up now? Because to truly appreciate how the 80s threw off so many rules in music, style, and culture, you've got to tip your hat to the Purple One. Prince wasn't just a product of 80s pop culture. He was a one-man revolution who helped shape the soundtrack and look of the decade for generations to come. By the way, if you're feeling nostalgic and want a glimpse into that transformative era seen through the eyes of someone who actually lived it, check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s. And trust me, it's packed with all the good stuff. The music, the fashion, the TV shows, and the unforgettable celebrities who defined a decade. So whether you were jamming to Little Red Corvette at a party, trying to copy the flashy 80s fashion trends, or just appreciating the bold creativity that Prince brought to the table, remember, the Purple One was more than a pop icon. He was the spark that made the whole scene shine. Now, if only someone could invent a time machine to go back and see those purple tuxedos in action live. But until then, we've got the music, the memories, and the stories to keep the spirit alive.